Well, what I want to ask you is all sorts of questions about the early days of the organisations that led up to the National Gallery. That takes us right back to the Art Advisory Board.
That's right. I first came into Prime Minister's Department, which was the Secretariat for the old Art Advisory Board, in January 1953. At that time, it had just been reformed following the death of Jimmy MacDonald. And Louis McCubbin had gone to Adelaide, and he had died too, and they decided then, or Prime Minister Menzies had decided, it used to only be a 3 or 4 man board, that it would be enlarged, and that brought Robert Campbell in, who was then director of the South Australian Gallery, Darryl Lindsay also, who was of course then director of the National Gallery of Victoria, Bill Dargy, who was well known of course as a portrait painter.
Was it known as the Commonwealth Art Advisory Board?
It's been known as the Commonwealth Art Advisory Board since 1912 or 13.
I see.
It was originally envisaged by Deakin to set up two bodies, really, a political or a parliamentary body, to be advised by an art advisory board, with the idea of obtaining portraits of politicians, meaning really prime ministers and speakers of the House and presidents of the Senate, as well as the Governor General. That had been done. There's long correspondence between Deakin and Tom Roberts about the setting up of some sort of body which would give Australian artists some sort of opportunity in their own country, because there was very little for a professional artist in Australia, I think. That's right. That would have been around about 1908. Deakin had the idea, but it actually didn't come into operation as an idea until Andrew Fisher became Prime Minister, and I'm not so sure there. It's about 1910 or 11.
At that stage, there was no idea, I suppose, that it would develop into a national...
No idea at all, although, as we've said in all the publicity, Burley Griffin's plan provided galleries.
I see.
I understand, and that this is going back to a recollection of the man who was Secretary of the Art Advisory Board when I came into the department.
Who was it?
Frank McKenna, he was Deputy Secretary of the department, who said that in 1913, apparently, there was a move towards getting a gallery of some sort. I've never been able to find any record of that. There certainly was another move in 1921, but the money, hard times came, and the £13,000 that apparently they'd put aside to start the gallery was put out, and that was really the end of the gallery project until we get right up to modern times, when there was a Senate committee inquiring into the future of Canberra. Now, that was in the 50s. I can get you the date because we've still got the evidence around. The Art Advisory Board was asked to give to attend that Senate committee to talk about the desirability of a gallery for Canberra. And of course, always old Will Ashton, his one dream had been to see the beginning, at least, plans for an art gallery. He of course died before anything went on. That's right. Well, that would have been in the 50s, and then we come, as I say, a gallery was mooted, but it was sort of, and the Senate committee recommended the establishment of a gallery. And then later it was out of a lot of this background that the NCDC was set up to bring Canberra back to the Burley Griffin idea as much as it could be brought back. And that meant when they decided to go ahead with putting the lake in and doing that part and having this central axis thing they've got what they are now calling the Parliamentary Triangle, which will... The bottom part of the triangle will be, one side will be the National Library with the apex with Parliament House here, and the National Gallery and the High Court are the other angle of the parliamentary triangle, and that'll be confined to those buildings. They are.
There'll be no other buildings included.
No. As I say, there are the arms of government. There's the library for educational purposes and the High Court.